bonuses.
So can you hear us?
It's a little far.
Yeah.
Now, I can hear you now, sir.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, what is your name, sir?
My name is Tommy William Thomas.
Okay, who has Mr. Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Wright. So Dr. Wright will be conducting here. Can you do me one favor, sir? Because it's real blurry, so, okay, now it just came back in. I'm going to hang up the, can you hang up your phone? We're going to call you right back, see if we get a better reception.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang the phone up.
You're going to hang up the phone back then.
So we still have 9 hearings, correct?
Something like that.
It's still pretty bad.
I think this has some technical issues.
It's a squirrel chip on the line.
All right, how you doing, sir? Can you hear us?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. Welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Commission. We are here for your hearing, for your revocation hearing, regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on July 16, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. I didn't know that. In the paperwork I have, it didn't state that nowhere. But yes, Your Honor, I'm a representative,
sir. Okay, sir. I don't believe in, maybe I'm not paying attention to myself, but once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Tommy William Thomas. My ADC number is 189626.
Thank you so very much. Sir, as you can see, there are 4 board members participating in your hearing today. Can you see us okay, sir?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, we can see you, but fading out, but we can see you. Okay, let me introduce you to the board members. To my right, your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to him is the Honorable Ms. Dale Redhouse. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the panel lead for your hearing. We also have in the room with us this afternoon the gentleman that you see now, that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Thomas and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do, Your Honor.
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the New Solutions, 4430 North 33rd Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 11, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The whereabouts is unknown, thus you were suspended from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, Your Honor.
Thank you so much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Thomas, I may find that he is in violation of terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Woodhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Sir, now we are prepared to begin phase 2 of your hearing, which is a very important phase, and as much as the end of this, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. But we begin now by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. So please hang on, remain quiet, as we're going to get this information now from Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, sir.
Good afternoon, Your Honor.
Mr. Thomas was released from ADC custody on 4/25/2018 and arrested on 7/4/2018 by the Salt River Police Department. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 7/4/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/17/2018 with 54 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, arson of a structure slash property, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2002, commitment A, count one, burglary total possession, 1 year. 2002, commitment B, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2004, forgery, 2 years and 3 months. 2014, endangerment, 1 year. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release, absconded for 58 days, arrested and revoked by BOBC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 1992, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 2000, controlled substance violation, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2001, domestic violence, Illinois, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, aggravated assault and battery, Illinois, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2001, aggravated assault and battery, Illinois, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GD score of G3, V4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Thomas. Based on information we have, as I've indicated, that when you were released, you were supposed to reside at the New Solutions in Phoenix, Arizona. And that was your last known address. So did you remain at that New Solutions all while you were out, sir, or did you move around, sir?
At the end, Your Honor, I was working nights at the company I worked for over 2 years. We were doing a night job, and I was trying to get permission from the halfway house. I left the halfway house working at a job, not running the streets or nothing. I worked for over 2 years, a coding company. And the company we were doing the floor for, it was a night job. And I tried explaining to the house manager, he said, you know, I thought we had an understanding that when I was done, I would return. Well, after I returned to the halfway house, he said, you are discharged because you didn't return by curfew. And then he said, you got to stay gone 3 days. So I was, yes, I mean, I didn't run the streets or nothing like that, but yeah, I was discharged from there for not returning by curfew.
Okay, now, after you did return by curfew, did you report that at all to your parole officer, or did your parole officer know what was going on, sir?
No, Your Honor, I failed to do that. I failed to do that, Your Honor. There's no excuse.
Now, also take note that you just stated that while you were out, that for 2 years you were working for the same company. Did you verify any of that with your parole officer, or did he know that you were working? Did they know where you were working and all of that, sir?
The day I got out, I went to the initial meeting with my PO. They had me in a North Canyon office, so they stated that I would be meeting a different officer. Well, when I came back after meeting I came back after 30 days, they said, come back and you have a meeting, because they figured out who my PO was, Mr. Hayes. When I had contacted him, came into his office, I called my boss right then and there at Southland Coatings and got Chip Miller's name and number and gave it to Mr. Hayes, stating that's where I worked. And I mean, that's where I worked from then on. I've been in that company the last 2 years, and prior to that, I worked for the same guy for 10 years painting houses. But I mean, I gave Mr. Hayes all that information.
Apparently he did not put it in the front of those. Well, I won't say he didn't put it in there. We don't show it on the case supervision summary. Okay, so we'll move on. I also take note that you were to have at least one UA, and that would have been on June 4th, 2018, but no sample was taken. What happened there, sir? You didn't, did you?
I must have missed it somehow. I was avoided for any reason. I was in a program. I had a sponsor, and I was doing the steps. I was on my fourth step. I may have missed it due to work or lack of not calling, but, I mean, I don't remember it. I remember Mr. Hayes saying something about I need to keep on top of it, but there was no reason. I mean, I don't remember missing it, but in the paper it says I did.
Okay, sure. Let me just ask a couple other questions. Now, those 54 days when you absconded, I know you said something about your employment, but exactly where were you residing at that point during those 54 days that you absconded, sir?
The owner of the company, Chip Miller, he owns another company in Arkansas, so he had the house on 21st Avenue in Cancel, right down the street from the shop. And I was staying at his house, or the place he rents for the employees. When they come from Arkansas, they stay here. So I was staying there at one of his residences. We were doing the job at the tortilla factory. It had to be a night job. But I was staying at his residence, going back and forth to work, you know, two blocks to work, and then I was going to get back in the halfway house, and I was waiting for a check to pay the halfway house, but I was staying in a residence at his place, sir.
Okay, sir. My final question at this time would be, what were you doing when the Salt River Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was on the way to give the mother of my kid some money, and for her to rent a house, because they've been homeless the whole time, they locked up. I was giving her money so that she could go rent a place for my daughter to live. And I had a little bit of money on me and my debit card, but that's when we got pulled over. We just left my buddy, we stopped at the casino. And then I said, hey, I got to get to meet her at the hotel. And I went to go meet her, and we pulled out there, and they pulled him over.
Okay, why did you pull you over? Were you speeding? Did you have some traffic, something wrong with the vehicle, you know, like lights or something? Why did they pull you over?
The driver of the vehicle, I guess, had suspended or expired tags on his vehicle. I did not know that. And he had no, I guess, registration. I did not know any of the violations was on his vehicle when I got in the vehicle with him. And when they pulled him over for expired tags or suspended tags. I wasn't sure, or not up-to-date tags on his vehicle.
Okay, so you arrived with someone else, and when they pulled him over, they asked you for your identification, and so you ended up being reincarcerated.
Yes, sir. I had no police contact the whole time I was out. I worked 120 hours a week. I went to a meeting a day the time that I was in the halfway house. I had a sponsor. I was working the steps. I mean, I made a mistake, Your Honor, by not following up and putting parole first, but I did make that mistake, and I am guilty of that part, Your Honor.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see board members might have some questions for you, sir. Board members' questions for Mr. Thomas.
No.
Don't hear any at this time. This is your hearing, sir. We're coming towards the end of it, but we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. If I was being saved today, I have been working on with my CO3 to get, I made contact with the New Solutions to try to get reinstated back, or not reinstated, but to get into the halfway house. And we're working on that now. And if I was reinstated, I would put the rule first. I made a bad choice by not contacting my PO or returning his call. And I really want to be, I mean, as my history of my criminal life, you can see there's gaps. And you know, I'm trying to do the best I can. I made a mistake, and I'm sorry for it, and I should have put parole first.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Please stay on the phone. And the board is going to discuss your situation. And once this discussion is over, the board will make its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So the board is now on discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. It seems to me that Mr. Thomas was doing very well, as he said, and I'm going to take his word for it. He was employed for some 2 years, and he things was going quite well for him, and something just went wrong, and so he was discharged from New Solutions, and then everything just went wrong. He found somewhere to reside, to where he was the person on the business he was employed, but somehow he did not report that to the parole officer. And as a result of that, he ended up absconding for 54 days. I think with California, if I was, I'm speaking only one book, and I think we'd best end this super peak time, because he'd be out in October at any rate, and at that time, he would not have to report to a parole officer, he would be on his own, and he could do whatever he needs to do, and whatever he wants to do. So I'll listen to other board members at this time.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion based on information contained in warrant number 2018-01790, information provided. Mr. Turner, as well as the discussion, the testimony provided by Mr. Thomas, I'm going to move to report this committee to supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. So your committee, the supervision has been revoked. I hope you will be out very shortly, in October the 17th of this year. As I said, you won't be reporting to anyone, you'll be on your own, and revoked to never see you in arms again. And we know that we will not, because you are ready to turn your life around. Good luck, sir. Your hearing is over, and please put the seal through back on the phone, sir.
No problem, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.